Baltimore County schools are grappling with increased suspensions and complaints about lack of discipline in the classrooms. In the first installment of our series, As They Grow, Tracking Change for the Next Generation, WIPR's John Lee reports that some teachers are trying an approach they hope will make schools safer and reduce the number of students getting kicked out.
Circle up.
That's teacher Jackie Johnson telling a class of 20 sixth graders to stand facing each other. This is something these students at Deer Park Middle Magnet School in Randallstown do every day. They clear away desk chairs and gather in the back of the room for a few minutes. On this day, they're asked to talk about something they're proud of or something that's positive. Maya Williams offers up that she's proud of her uncle, who's serving in Iraq.
So it's hard to see him, but we can talk to him.
Sanaya Turner's contribution to the circle is about school.
Something positive is getting good grades and not skipping class.
After the circle is over, Jalen Brown says the circle keeps you guessing because you never know what your classmates are going to say.
It makes you want to say more positive stuff about the class.
How is that helpful?
Because it helps us with our day and makes us, like, have a good mood for the day.
Brown and his classmates are in Jennifer Batista's Reading Foundations class. Batista co-teaches the class with Johnson, who's a special educator. Batista says she introduced the circles at the beginning of the school year. Batista says she's had little trouble with discipline in her class, and she credits the circles for much of that.
They've formed these really nice relationships that when somebody says something that they're hurt or they're upset if somebody passed or somebody's sick, they'll go huddle around the person and they say that they're sorry for their loss. It's turned into a little family.
This technique is called restorative practices. It originated in the 1970s and was used to try to settle cases in the juvenile justice system. Since then, it's evolved and moved into the classroom. What's happening in Batista's class is proactive. She's trying to build these relationships so discipline doesn't become a problem. But the Baltimore County schools also are using the circles in cases where there has been trouble. Candace Taylor is the principal of Deer Park Middle.
The effect part may be a yelling, a disagreement, or a fight, but there's a lot more things that happen leading up to that caused that event.
The student who caused the problem is put in a circle with the victim and others who were affected. Offenders are asked tough questions, such as, what were you thinking about at the time, and what do you think you need to do to make things right? The victim is asked, how has this affected you and others, and what needs to be done to square things with the offender? Principal Taylor.
In that circle, we all can have our say. It's not one person's in front, one person's behind. No, we're all able to sit and look at each other equally.
And it can be helpful to the teacher who sends a student to the office for misbehaving, then finds out through a circle why it happened. Going to a circle doesn't mean an offender gets a pass on punishment. Melissa Limbo-Wisted is the executive director of the county school's curriculum and instruction department.
We're not saying that consequences aren't appropriate. They certainly are appropriate. We want logical consequences, and we want to understand the reasons why the behaviors were happening.
And Wisted says find ways to keep the behaviors from happening again. Principal Taylor says there are some offenses, like hitting a teacher or bringing drugs or weapons to school, that automatically lead to suspensions. But Taylor says the circles help some students who committed less serious acts that, in the past, might have led to suspensions, stay in school.
Really falls back into our academics, because if they're not in the seat, they're not learning. So trying to keep our students in the building while maintaining a safe climate with 1,300 children is what we're trying to do.
This comes at a time the Baltimore County School Board has been hearing a lot about schools with unsafe climates. A recent survey done by the school system shows that only about 70% of middle and high schoolers feel safe at school. Interim School Superintendent Verlita White has created an office to monitor climate in the classroom.
We don't believe that we have a rampant or overall problem in our school system. The data doesn't suggest that. The data suggests that we have pockets that we need to pay attention to.
One of those pockets was detailed at last week's school board meeting by Abby Baton, the head of the teachers' union. Baton told the board that at one school, she wouldn't say which one, five adults had been hurt, including one who remains out with a concussion.
We understand that suspensions are not the best answer. However, if a student who exhibits chronic misbehavior is not removed from the classroom, the other children in the class miss out on their educations.
There were nearly 9,800 suspensions in Baltimore County schools last year, an increase over the year before. Baton said what schools need are smaller class sizes and more support staff, such as counselors, psychologists, and special education teachers. Baton supports restorative practices, as long as they're done right.
Restorative practices offer real promise, but if they are implemented in haste without the proper foundation, they too will fail.
Wistead says a majority of Baltimore County schools are implementing restorative practices in some form. Some schools have received formal training provided by the county. Others have been doing it on their own. Wistead says it's not for everybody. Some teachers will want to do it, others won't. But she adds that doesn't mean it won't work. As long as a student has a port in the storm somewhere in a school to go.
You can manage through those harder personalities that you have to interact with if you know there is a time in the day where someone's going to understand me and somebody's going to, you know, cut me some slack because I've had a hard day.
Interim Superintendent White says research shows the restorative practices approach can work.
And whenever we're investing in character building and character education, then we don't believe that we can go wrong.
White has two children in the county school system. She says she doesn't send them to school to get hurt. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.